This is a ninth grade lesson titled Introduction to Genetics, which will cover Mendel, his laws of inheritance, other basic genetic principles, and definitions of critical terms. It meets West Virginia Content Standards and Objectives, SCS 91, SCO 921, and SCO 922. This activity also meets ISTE NETST1 by facilitating learning in a virtual environment, and 2, because it is a digital learning experience. Students are encouraged to take notes on the handout provided, which can also be downloaded from my blog. My name is Ms. Polk, and I'll be covering this lesson. Let's begin. Gregor Mendel was an Augustinian monk and scientist who studied the inheritance of certain traits in pea plants. He showed that inheritance follows particular laws, which became known as Mendel's laws. His theories were forgotten and rediscovered in 1900 by Hugo de Vries, a Dutch botanist. Mendel is known as the father of genetics. Mendel's first law is the law of segregation, which states that when any individual produces gametes, which are mature sexual reproductive cells, the copies of a gene separate. So each gamete, sperm, or egg receives only one copy. Direct proof of this was later found when the process of meiosis was discovered. Meiosis is part of the process of gamete formation where the diploid chromosome number is decreased to haploid. Let's break here to discuss a few terms. The term diploid cells refers to cells having a pair of each type of chromosome. These are body cells, referred to as somatic cells, and the chromosome number is said to be 2N. Haploid cells are gametes and have half as many chromosomes as somatic cells. The number of chromosomes in these cells is referred to as N. Mitosis is another important process we'll discuss in more detail later, but it's the usual method of cell division. It has four phases, prophase, metaphase, anaphase, and telophase, and results in two diploid cells. Mendel's second law is the law of independent assortment, also known as the inheritance law. This states that alleles, or versions of a gene responsible for alternative characteristics, of different genes assort independently of one another during gamete formation. This produces a constant ratio of 3:1 for a single trait and 9:3:3:1 for a dihybrid cross. These ratios refer to the number of dominant to recessive genes. This is actually only true for genes that aren't linked, which we'll return to in a minute. First, let's discuss dominant versus recessive genes. Dominant genes produce the same phenotype or outward appearance whether or not its allele is identical. Recessive genes only produce their characteristic phenotype when the identical recessive allele is present. Now let's cover some basic principles of genetics that Mendel couldn't put his finger on. Humans have 46 chromosomes, 23 pairs in a normal somatic cell. Half are maternally derived, which means they come from the mother's egg, and half are paternally derived, meaning they come from the sperm cell. Last on the agenda today, I want to quickly discuss three methods of genetic transmission: independent assortment, linked inheritance, and crossing over. Once again, independent assortment means that chromosomes that end up in a gamete are randomly sorted from all possible combinations. Linked inheritance occurs when alleles are physically connected and stay that way through meiosis, which means they're inherited together. Chromosomal crossing over is another variation and refers to the exchange of fragments from one chromosome to its match in the pair. Thank you all for listening to this lesson on the basic principles of genetics. Use your handouts, available on my blog, to make sure you understand Mendel's influences and the major genetic principles and processes discussed. There are many similar and confusing terms introduced today, and it's essential you understand each of these because they are the foundation of this lesson. Please feel free to email me or leave a comment on my blog with questions. Thanks, and have a great day.